Agenda item number 8, Mr. Mike Perrello. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. Good morning, members of the commission. Now I'd like to turn your attention to King George County. In the shadow of the 301 bridge. Mr. Mike Perrello is requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain a 1,400-square-foot closed-sided private timber boathouse with associated tending pier and boat lift adjacent to his newly acquired property situated along Upper Machota Creek in King George County. The Potomac River is in this location out here. Upper Machota Creek, and this, for those who might be familiar with the area, this is the Dahlgren Naval Weapons Station. The property is in this location. There is an overhead shot of the boathouse and pier. Mr. Perrello recently purchased this property at 15458 Machota Creek Drive, which had an existing private pier, which you see on the overhead drawing picture here, with an L-head platform, the 1,400-square-foot boathouse under consideration, as well as a gazebo on the side of the structure here. It's in pretty poor shape. You'll see in a moment that that needed to come down and be pulled out. And this is a slide showing the plat that Mr. Perrello, when Mr. Perrello purchased the property. As you can see, it notes the existing deck and boathouse. There's the 1,400-square-foot boathouse. While we at staff determined that the pier was exempted by code because it was constructed prior to us asserting jurisdiction over the width of piers and the L heads and so forth, we determined that didn't require a permit. What Mr. Perrello wanted to do was to remove this derelict structure that you see over here and fill the 400-square-foot gazebo, which is noted here. He also wants to repair the L head, but he doesn't want to make any changes to the pier in any way. And so with that, we felt that he needed an after-the-fact permit to retain the boathouse because he expressed an interest in wanting to keep it. Here's a little close-up of it. And as you can see, there is an interior catwalk inside. There's also a boat lift in this area right here. It's intended, most likely the original owner had a much larger boat, but it's intended to lift a boat of a considerable size. Here's a ground shot. This is what I saw on the day I did the site inspection. Once again, the exempted pier with a dinghy dock on this side here, a failing structure, and this is the 1,400-square-foot boathouse. As you can see, I'm trying to get an interior shot. And here, I took this one just a few weeks ago, and this shows Mike White in here, the contractor, who incidentally built this with his father when he was a kid. So the guy that's doing the construction now has firsthand knowledge of the structure beforehand. We couldn't find any evidence of a previous permit on this project. But as you can see, the purpose for this shot is to show that they're in fact pulling and doing work on this part of the pier. So, without any lengthening this briefing any longer than necessary, staff feels that, of course, an unpermitted structure is always of concern to staff. However, in this case, the current owner had no involvement in the construction of the boathouse and is only seeking to retain the boathouse in its current footprint. Accordingly, staff is not recommending a civil charge or a triple permit fee since the structure was present when Mr. Perrello purchased the property. Accordingly, in consideration of all the factors contained in Section 28.2 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project, the after-the-fact approval of the 1,400-square-foot closed-sided boathouse with interior attending pier and lift without the assessment of a triple permit fee or a civil charge. However, the permittee should be aware that and therefore advised that if the structure should fail, fall into disrepair, any request to construct a new boathouse would have to be evaluated on its own merits and need. And that concludes my comments on the project. I'd be happy to hear any, entertain any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Radner. Are there questions from the commission?
So just Ms. one curiosity question, if I could, sir. And that is, when do you think this was built, given that you've had, when was this structure?
Approximately 1971.
71? Okay. Thank you.
Further questions from the commission? Mr. Perrello, Mr. Ballard.
Also, for my own education, in 1971, was there a permit process at BMRC for these types of structures?
There was, sir. Yes, there was.
Okay.
There was.
And the alternative, if he were not given the after-the-fact permit, would be just to leave it and let it fall into the water eventually, or forcing them to take it down?
That's completely within the commission's jurisdiction to determine. In this case, it is the structure is well braced. I think that's going to be there for a good long time, sir. Of course, the commission, it is over state-owned submerged lands. It is an unpermitted structure. It's
a call. Other questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Madden. Mr. Perrello.
Yes, sir.
Would you come forward, please? Let me swear you in then. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Michael Perrello.
So I want to say thanks for coming all this way about this. I'm sure this was a bit of a surprise on your part after you purchased the property.
Well, we purchased the property back in January of last year.
Yep.
And as the Mr. Mann, I also wanted to thank Mr. Mann for all his help in going through this process. We did want to make some repairs to some of the other things that he's talked about, so we wanted to do it right. And in the course of pursuing that, found out that that was an on-permanent structure. So he explained the process to us, and we felt that we would come forward and try and receive a bona fide permit, knowing that getting the permit for this covers that, but if something should befall that, we have to go through the process to get whatever we might want to replace that.
So did you come to us, or did we come to you about this?
We came to you.
You knew who we were.
Well, we knew who you were thanks to Mr. Madden and the person that we were talking to, Mr. Beck.
It's not always well known that we have jurisdictional authorities over these type of
we are up in King George.
Yep. Yep. Right. So is there anything else we need to know about your plans with this dock?
No, we're just we're making the repairs as we can. We're not increasing the footprint at all in any of it. And like I said, the boathouse is in pretty nice shape. I mean, even though it's old, I think it was early 70s when it was built, as best as we can determine. But it's very solid, and it's a, you know, they I don't know what size boat they had, but we have an 18-foot boat, and it's adequate for that.
Are there questions from the commission?
No, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con, one way or another? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. France?
Yeah, I move to accept staff recommendation.
Second.
It's a motion by Mr. France, and a second by Mr. Meyer to accept the staff recommendation to approve the after the fact. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. Approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming all this way.
Yes, sir.